A big thanks to 323 Sports for supporting the show. The guys with 323 Sports are a team dealer providing uniforms, gear, equipment, and more to schools and colleges across the country. I've used them on multiple occasions, and their customer service and low prices are second to none. To find out more, visit 323sports.com, or you can reach out directly to a rep at sales@323sports.com. They'll be sure to do it right for your sports program. Earlier this week, Indiana Fever's general manager Lynn Dunn selected Caitlin Clark with the first pick in the WNBA draft. On this week's Inside the Huddle, Coach Dunn gives an inside look at the team-building process she and her organization take in putting together a championship-caliber team.
And one of the things that I've done is study the consistently successful programs at all levels. Duke men, Connecticut women, Tennessee women, Golden State Warriors, the Celtics, the Lakers, you know, consistently successful teams have something in common. And I think whether it's high school or college or pros, I think it's important to know that. And one of the things that I like to share with coaches is what I call the big six. These are the six things that really go into consistently successful building of teams. And these six, I hope the coaches are listening, will write them down. Talent, support, leadership, culture, practice, and system. And they're all extremely important. You know, if I were to ask you, Tony, which one you thought was the most important, or if I asked 15 people, everybody's going to have them ranked differently based on their value system, but they're all important. And the one you may want to zero in today is culture. You know, like I think culture is the foundation of successful, consistently successful teams. And I think if you have a strong culture, just like you have the strong foundation of a house, if it's built on a strong foundation, it's going to last. It's going to handle the tornadoes and the rainstorms and the hurricanes. If you have a strong foundation, if you have a weak foundation, then it's going to crumble when you face adversity. So I think culture for me, and probably talent. Those two are right at the top of my list. I do believe that leadership's important. You know, the leadership is the coach and the players that lead. So it's just tricky to try to figure out which one's more important. I like the term core values because that sends a message of what do you value? What do you value as a coach, but what do your players value? And them connecting the dots that, hey, working hard pays off. Positive energy pays off. Being a good teammate pays off. Being disciplined is a key part of being successful. You know, so you have a group of core values or standards. Different people call them different things. Matter. I don't think you can have a strong team unless there's accountability. You know, accountability means I'm going to talk the talk and I'm going to walk the walk. And I think players, they want a relationship where there's trust. And so if you follow through with what you say you're going to do, then the players will trust you. If you don't, then they won't. That's just a fact. You know, players want three things. They want a connection. They want to connect with the coach. They want to work with people of character, good people. You know, they're just good, honest people. And then they want competence. They want to work with somebody that knows their stuff. You know, so all of those three pieces kind of go into the foundation of the culture. You know, we're connecting. We're caring about each other. We genuinely care about you as a person. You know, we're good people. We do the correct thing, the right thing. We follow through. And we know our stuff. And so I think I do think culture is your foundation for your successful programs.
If you're interested in more in-depth X's and O's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to my Quick Timeout newsletter. In each Sunday's newsletter, you'll get small-sided game ideas, play of the week, and expert coaching interviews with college, NBA, and professional coaches from around the world. Click the link in the show notes to sign up today for a Quick Timeout newsletter.